it's weird looking back at the shows we've covered because they do sort of have that, like, overarching theme, not only of, like, science fiction.
Well, that's because there's a plot that we will reveal.
You're right. There's a plot that in our last podcast we will reveal. It's an overarching theme. Go back and listen to all 48 previous episodes to try to figure out what it is. And I'll do the same.
Black Market Toast Podcast, where we take a piece of media out of the cupboard, dust it off, toast it up, and serve it as something completely new. This is episode 49, and this time we are jumping off of Rick and Morty, mostly season 2, which is created by Community creator, which we already discussed Community, but Community creator Dan Harmon, who also did
tons of things.
Yeah, but the pilot I sent you, Something in Jack.
Oh, yeah. Heat Vision in Jack.
Wasn't it?
Or Heat Vision in Jack.
Yeah, Heat Vision.
Heat Vision in Jack.
Heat Vision in Jack, which is just a pilot. It never got picked up, but the pilot is on YouTube, and yeah, watch it.
Yeah.
Because it's absurd.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I know why it didn't get picked up, but it was one of those things that was so out there that I'm like, I want to see where this goes.
And yeah, I mean, it was, like, executive produced by Ben Stiller in the height of his Ben Stiller show-ness.
Yeah.
And, and it would have been the introduction of Jack Black. And it was absurd and kind of goes along the lines of a Rick and Morty.
Yeah, it does. Actually, yeah, that's what I was going to say, was this is not our first foray into the world of Dan Harmon.
Right.
There are some parallels. If you wanted to make a parallel between Rick Sanchez and Jeff Winger, like, they are both sort of similar. I mean, obviously, Jeff was not a mad scientist, but that sort of overbearing, like, I'm too smart for everybody kind of, you know.
Well, it
almost going, like, back to sociopathic on the outside, but sort of has a heart on the inside. It's kind of a
it goes back to two shows that we've discussed both of them on here, and it goes, you know, it's like a mixture of Community and Futurama.
Yeah. Turned up a couple notches because it's on Adult Swim instead of NBC, so you can kind of you know, stretch the lines of language and content in a way that you can't really do on, like, network television.
Right, and you can put in a level of surrealism with animation that you can't do with a live action shoot on a community college.
Right, but it is very similar to Futurama in the fact that there's tons of, like, little science fiction Easter eggs and homages to different like sci-fi shows or sci-fi, you know, literature and lore.
I mean, I've heard many sources say that is the best original sci-fi series that's on right now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's funny. I was looking it up, the IMDb, like, top-rated TV shows of all time. It's number 8. Rick and Morty's number 8.
That might be overdoing it.
It's a little stretch, but yeah, rated very highly by the internet at large. But it does. The show has very much its own fandom.
Yes, yes.
It's got its own little cosplay community. It's got its own, like, fan conspiracy theory. Like, if you start going down the rabbit hole of Rick and Morty conspiracy theories, you'll get lost. Because I did last night. Like, for 2 hours, I was watching these Rick and Morty, like, fan theory YouTube videos of...
Where's it going?
Right, well, it's not even that. It's, like... Dan Harmon and Justin Roiland have both said that there will be an overarching, like, story to the show.
No, really, there's a point.
Right, but it's going to be very subtle. And when you say that, people are going to take every little minute detail and try to piece it together. Yeah, you know, there's the evil Morty theory, and there's the, you know, is Rick actually a Morty from the future that came back and, you know, was trying to help him, his former self, or whatever. There's the multi-dimensional theory where, like, the first...
So Morty is his own grandfather?
Yeah, which is kind of weird, right? There's the multidimensional theory where, like, apparently the first 6 episodes happened in, like, Earth C-137.
Okay.
And then when they Cronenberged it and they left, every, like, episode after that occurs in a different dimension.
Okay.
Which would be okay, because that would mean, like, Bird Person is still alive.
Right.
And Crumbopolis Michael is still alive. And, you know, you can, all these characters that people liked, you can, you know, sort of bring back.
Yeah. I made it about 8 episodes into season 2, and, you know, it was kind of exploring that with the you know, the multiple fathers all in one daycare.
Yeah.
You know, which were all left behind by their Rick and Mortys.
Going back to that with a weird fan theory, you know, at the end of that daycare episode, another Rick and Morty asks, do you have, like, 5138 or whatever?
Yeah, yeah, do we have the right one?
If you go back and look at the ticket, the Rick and Morty we followed had 5138.
Right.
So they gave, like, his universe's Jerry away and just picked up another Jerry.
Well, or the end scene, the ones that walked in were actually the ones we've been following the whole episode.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah. Or we don't know where the actual Rick and Morty that we normally follow went, and we followed this sort of random offshoot, you know, Rick and Morty. So
the first episode of season 2, it definitely demonstrates that every little decision splits.
Yeah.
You know, splits the timeline.
Right.
So that,
which is the whole crux of the multi-universe theory.
Right.
You know, the...
Which is a very community thing.
Right. No, it is. It's very meta and very...
Yeah, yeah.
Know, but it's... I don't know. Like I said, it's very interesting. And the other favorite one that I have is that, like, they're still inside the simulation from season 1.
Okay.
That they're still just inside this big, elaborate simulation, which would be great.
Yes.
Because that means you could just completely wipe the slate clean.
Yeah. At some point, you just come out of the simulation, yeah.
Right, yeah. Yeah, everybody's still alive, Rick's not in jail, you know, ha ha ha, joke. Season 2, right, but it becomes that awful, like, oh, it was all a dream, sort of, like,
yeah, that
terrible,
cheesy
ending.
Yeah. New heart ending, yes.
Right, so, yeah. But, I mean, it's a good show, it is on the vulgar side, but it's, yeah, what's that?
But if you're listening to this, then you shouldn't have a problem with that.
Right.
Or you haven't listened to enough episodes, and... We use language sometimes.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
That's when it's appropriate.
There's a little E next to our episodes.
Most of them, yeah.
No, all of them.
Oh, all
just,
of them.
Just because it's
proactively
it.
Explicit. Yeah.
Well, you know, we want the kids to go in and be like, okay, my parents wouldn't want me to listen to this because it's got a little E on it. So we're going to download this. And then they listen to it and it's like,
Where are my fucks?
Why does this have a fucking E on it?
Right.
I don't hear any fucks at all.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm on a quest for fucks, and I can't find any. The title
they used
the
to be in the field out back.
Right, but now it is fallow.
Those were all the fucks I was going to give.
Yep. Oops. Darn, and I still have 4 more days of work this week.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's such a wild and out there story that sort of... Like, they've even admitted that, like, they play sort of fast and loose with their science.
Yeah.
You know, which is fine. It's
definitely.
Very Star Trek-y.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have sort of some concepts that are right.
Well, Star Trek, they play fast and loose with the science, and then, you know...
Science caught up, and
there's
right.
enough scientist fans that they made it they made it happen that way.
Right. Yeah, and maybe that'll happen. Maybe we'll have portal guns or something when we get old.
Yeah, there's a reason that our cell phones look like they do, and it's because we adapted Star Trek communicators into our freaking cellular devices.
Right, and then the, you know, little reading pads from Star Trek are now our
tablets
and
yes.
Kindles and things like that. So, yeah, keep doing what you do, nerds.
It's like, yeah, that would be cool.
Portal
Let's
guns,
make this happen.
Yes, portal guns stat. If you get me a portal gun.
Well, yeah, I mean, but yeah, if anybody makes a portal gun, it's going to be because of Portal, not because of Rick and Morty.
I don't know. You sure you don't want to go to some of these crazy universes?
Well, we have to go across the room before we get to go to the crazy universe.
Yeah, that's true. Baby steps in Portal.
Baby steps, yeah.
But there's a... I don't know. I mean, it's... Like I said, the show has... Of course, it's critically... kind of acclaimed and people like it. It got the like seal of approval from The Simpsons, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you know about that?
No.
The I forget it was either the season finale of Simpsons season like 26 or 27. they let the Rick and Morty guys do the couch gag.
Oh, okay.
And so the Simpsons lay on the couch, and Morty crashes through the front of the house in the ship and kills them all. And then Rick's like, wait, I got this. And so, like, he puts, like, some Simpsons goo in a vial and, like, sends him through a portal to some weird dimension where, like, they photocopy them some more Simpsons. And it was wrong because, like, Rick cleaned the vial out with his spit.
Yeah,
so they had, like, Rick hair and stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, it... And then Flanders shows up and he freezes him with the gun from the first episode. But it was cool. I mean, that's sort of the seal of approval
from,
you know, the gods of adult animation. Of
what used to be adult animation.
Right, right. Yeah. But, I mean, still, it's dude, the show's still on TV. Yeah. Think about it. This show, The Simpsons, is going on its fifth president.
Yeah.
Which is crazy, but it's even crazier to think that three of those serve two terms.
And it should have ended after season 10.
Probably.
But we have characters that never grow old, so we can just keep recycling
them.
Right, and
actually,
just keep
it's
going to
be this weird case where, like, the show probably won't end until one of the main actors dies.
Yeah, until one of the
quits.
Voice actors dies.
Right.
Well, like, they almost quit a couple years ago.
They did
ago.
Almost quit, yeah, but they got, like, a big fat raise.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I mean, it's...
Which, they, yeah.
The show still draws ratings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Fox has tried to replace it like 90 times and it never works.
I mean, they've tried, you know, writing bad scripts and, you know, just making subpar
having whole
episodes,
seasons
but,
that
you
were
know.
Awful, but you know,
they just can't get fired.
It's one of those things where it, well, you know, it was about to die. And then the Simpsons movie came out and it was actually a good movie.
Uh-huh. And that fucked it up.
Right. Then everyone was like, oh, no, this show's not so bad. And then they made a couple more decent seasons, and it's still...
No.
Like, every time...
We got new writers.
Right. Every time, like, the momentum slows down, something sort of kicks the bike a little further, and it picks up a little more speed and just keeps carrying.
Well, we fire half of the writing room and replace them with new people with new ideas.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's... But unlike The Simpsons, we've been waiting on season 3 of Rick and Morty for like a year and a half now.
Have we?
Yeah.
And season 2 just hit freaking Hulu not that long ago, so I haven't been waiting that long.
Yeah, I guess January would be a year and a half, which was the distance between season 1 and 2, but I think they're like season 3 probably not till March, April, May-ish.
Yeah. It's kind of like there's an old community gag that I forget what the date was. It was like October 24th or something, and you know, they were promised that they were putting out new episodes on October 24th.
Yeah.
And they ended up not, because they got pushed off to like a mid-season, and they put out a YouTube video saying, okay, so it is coming out October 24th, but we have to figure out when October 24th is. Because October 24th is more of a state of mind. So we have to figure out when... is our October
24th. Right. Well, I liked it because, like, I think yesterday, one of the creators, Justin Roiland, I think, tweeted, like, the one thing I've never been asked about is when is season 3 coming out? You guys are waiting so patiently. Thank you.
Yeah, you can tell it's the actual nerd community because...
Right.
The kind of hacker nerd community has been so conditioned by the Android hack websites where you never ask for an ETA. You know, somebody says, okay, I'm working on this. This is what I'm trying to do. It is so against freaking etiquette to say, when's this coming? You know, when are we getting this? I'm fucking working on it.
Right.
You'll get it when I get it.
No, but he was being ironic.
Right.
Like, all of fandom is like, season 3? Season 3?
Season 3? Huh?
You got it?
Huh?
They're doing the old...
You're going to just show it to me and you know, release it later?
Yeah, they're doing the old Dave Chappelle, Terrence Bigum. Hey, y'all got any more of them?
Season
1 seasons?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a good show. I've probably gone through and watched the whole show two or three times. It's just a good, mindless, fun way to watch it.
And Dan Harmon has... he has a podcast, Harmontown.
Yes.
Which is... I find it hard to listen to, but it's interesting, mostly because he's getting drunk throughout, and I kind of don't, it gets a little incoherent at times, and the fact that it's a 2-hour block, I don't do well with 2-hour block podcasts, But, you know, it's just him rambling with a couple other people. But then, like, midway through, they'll start playing Shadowrun. And, yeah. They have this ongoing game. The last time I listened, it was Shadowrun. Apparently, it was they play obscure. You know, they don't play D&D.
Right.
They play Shadowrun. They play
Exalted. Yeah. And like something that only had like one book that came out. But, yeah. You know.
No, there was a second edition of Exalted.
Well.
Yeah.
But that was it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting podcast. But yeah, there's gamer stuff.
To me, a podcast, unless you're on like. I understand when, like, my history podcast runs 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because you can't cover a topic. Because
we're covering it in depth, and we have to talk like this. Yeah, let's
do a little more interesting than
we
that.
We have to talk like this to make it interesting and compelling. To add the gravitas
necessary to cover this historical. No. But, I mean, for a podcast where you're explaining something thoroughly, and you're really breaking down the nuts and bolts and details of, like, a world event, that's okay. You can be 4 hours.
Right.
If you're two dudes bullshitting in a room.
Well, basically
45 minutes. Yeah,
it's a live event. They go and it's a room at a comedy club and they just bullshit.
Oh, okay. And, well, yeah, but, I mean, that's okay.
But yeah, I can't. My podcast listening is, if it's over half an hour, I have to really want to listen to it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I know, like, the, like, MMA pro wrestling podcast list, too. The guy's, like, 90 minutes. Nothing goes over 90 minutes. There's one show a year. It's the Christmas show where they get drunk and they open, like, presents and they have, like, special guests on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one show of the year that runs over 90 minutes. But he's, like, 90 minutes is absolutely it.
Yeah.
No more, sometimes, or often less, you know?
Yeah, I mean, when it's just such a commitment to, you know, I don't want to have to make a commitment to listen to it on multiple occasions.
Right.
And
right. And see, for my history podcast, that's fine because the tone of voice is soothing enough where I don't mind listening to 20 minutes of it and then falling asleep. And then the next day, backing up like 5 minutes from where I last remember it, keep going and falling asleep, and where it takes me a month to get through it. That's fine.
Yeah. Whereas if I fall asleep listening to it, it's gone.
Yeah.
It is floated off to the ether, and I will listen to another something.
Yeah. well, see, with that, like, especially, like, my history podcast, mm-hmm. you get one episode every 4 months.
Okay, yeah.
Because it does take, I mean, the guy seriously does his research mm-hmm. and is reading whole books to try to do this podcast. See,
if I was doing that, I would break that up into, like, 8 episodes.
Right. Now, there was, like, another random history podcast I was to call The History of Rome. That's what the guy did.
Yeah.
It could have been one, like, it could have been broken down into, like, 4 4-hour episodes.
Yeah.
But he broke it down into, like, 131 20-minute episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's very easy to listen to.
Yeah, and then you make it a season, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And to me, I mean, there are merits to both.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're going to record it all at once, if you've got all your thoughts together that one day.
Yeah.
Knock it out, but still you can cut it up.
But I mean, you can edit it and chop it up and make it work. But yeah, I mean, I just if I'm going back and having to go back and listen, everything else is backing up in my feed behind that, and I'm a zero inboxer.
Yeah.
So if my feed's getting backed up, that kind of grates on me.
Right.
Because I have to try to get that inbox to zero, and I'd prefer to actually listen to stuff. But if it sits there and it gets too long, I'm going to start deleting episodes.
Yeah.
Especially like fantasy sports episodes.
Right.
Because
yeah, well, I mean, that's
2 days later, that shit's not relevant anymore.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's the difference between a podcast like that or like Pardon the Interruption or something like that.
Yeah.
That is topical to the day.
Yeah.
Versus something like this, where, honest to God, you could pick it up 2 years from now and listen to it, it'd be the exact same show.
Right, yeah.
You know, and a lot of the stuff I listen to is like that.
Well, unless we get the rewrites in the textbooks that might happen under the current, or the forthcoming administration, in which case history might change completely.
That's true. I mean, it's really hard to talk about, like, you know, ancient Egypt when, like, half of that existed, like, 7,000 years ago before the Earth did. I don't know what those pyramids were doing there. But when God,
but they line up with the stars from 10,000 years ago, which was before the Earth was created.
Right.
Yeah.
Tricky devil worshippers and Satan building the pyramids and stuff.
Yeah, well, you know.
Well, I take that back. No, they were used to store grain. I completely forgot about that.
Well, it's like the Christianity's explanation of early Christianity's explanation of why there were other deities that had similar stories to Jesus before Jesus was not, okay, yeah, we grafted this story from these sources and and this is what we have.
This is our interpretation.
It was Satan sent those to take us off the scent of the actual one when he shows up.
Being topical, that dinosaur tail with feathers that they found encased in amber, you know, the devil put that there.
Okay. Just now, actually, because he didn't have to put it there before.
Right, right. He snuck out back. He buried it.
Mm-hmm.
He let us find it. So it would throw us off the fact that God never, the dinosaurs never existed, and that God created everything.
Poof. Poof.
Yes.
But there are dragons at the Creation Museum in Cincinnati.
It's in Kentucky. Ohio wouldn't have that shit. Only in a place like Kentucky. In
just across the bridge from Cincinnati.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Kentucky. God damn it. It's actually the state motto. Kentucky, God damn it.
I lived there for 3 years as a small child. It's okay.
Yeah, we won't hold it against you. You've been away long enough.
Okay. No, it's like there's a... completely off topic, but there was a map of all the tiny, you know, inconsequential, but they add up to something consequential oil spills, like over the last year.
Yeah.
It was on like Wired, I think.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing it.
And there were like three different maps. And the one thing that stood out to me, okay, I understand there's going to be along the Gulf Coast, it's going to be
more concentrated.
It's going to be more concentrated. But you could see the entire outline of the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
It's like the squared off top is clearly visible in the pictures. And I'm like, okay, so is it A, that loose regulations in Louisiana cause more spills, or the entire state is still recovering from Katrina, so things aren't being addressed in the state of Louisiana? That's one scenario, which Louisiana is hurting, and that's why.
Right.
The other scenario is Louisiana the only state that's reporting these properly?
That could be. Well, I mean, well, like, you know, that the one in Alabama where they had like back to back.
But with it being a horribly red state, it's probably the former.
Probably the former.
But
yeah. Well,
because they don't believe in the EPA.
Well, I mean, and it's the fact that marshy ground soaks up oil really well. You know?
Okay.
And the Mississippi River's there, so you just dump it in there, and it just goes right out to sea.
Right.
Where there's already a shit ton of oil from deep water, so you're good.
But there's a hard line boundary at the state line, which is not a hard line boundary in natural things. This is a man-made boundary, which is being observed by us fucking up.
Well, other states actually come to Louisiana to spill their oil.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, perfectly. Don't go looking for
lies. If I was in Mississippi, I would go to Louisiana to spill my oil.
If I were Mississippi, I would either get out or get out.
Yeah, and in my head, I would think Texas is going to be the worst one.
Nope.
But right next to it is Louisiana.
No, because
clear square off top.
Here's the thing. There's more oil fields in Texas, but all the refineries and all of that are in Louisiana.
Yeah.
So.
I just wouldn't have expected the northern part of the state to be as clearly annotated on that map.
That marshy ground, it just soaks up the oil really well.
Yeah.
And if we spill enough of it there in like 40 years, we can come back and re-drill it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we've got more oil.
Or if we just die off in about 10,000 years, we will be oil, for somebody else.
That's true.
Come on, Comet. We need to renew this petroleum.
Yeah.
But that, yeah, that never happened because the world's only 6,000 years
old. Right, of course. Of course. You know, I actually had somebody try to explain to me, and it's somebody we work with, and I'm not going to call them out, said that oil was a natural, like it just naturally occurred in the earth.
It is.
No, I mean, like, it wasn't made by dead dinosaurs.
Okay.
And dead organic material that got compressed over millions of years. It just naturally happened in the earth.
I mean, it did naturally happen in the earth, but it is decomposed.
Yes, but they don't believe matter. That. They believe that the earth just naturally produces hydrocarbons.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. This person makes decent money. This person votes.
Obviously. Lots of this person votes.
Yeah, I know, right? Walmart votes.
Yeah.
Both figuratively and literally.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. So, going back to Rick and Morty, fuck the government.
So basically, going back to Rick and Morty... we're trying to figure out how to get to another timeline, is basically right. What we're saying.
Yes, we have figuratively Cronenberged this universe. We need to go away.
We are trying to fit. That is why we need the portal guns. Correct. So we can get the fuck out of this one.
Yeah.
Before it's too late.
Right. Before we're literally Cronenbergs.
Or, you know.
Due to shoddy EPA regulations. And
Or maybe the good timeline is trying to actively try to figure out how to save some of us as we speak.
Yeah, if I were in the good timeline, I wouldn't come here.
Oh, hell no.
No. And, yeah.
But everybody doesn't have goatees, so it's not the darkest timeline.
Yeah, and yeah. No one's got the one eye patch.
Well, I wouldn't say no one's got the one eye patch, but not everyone has the eye patch.
So it's not the evil timeline.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's...
Because when it's all goatees and one eye patch, then we know we're fucked.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm waiting for, like... Do you remember Austin Powers? I think it was the first one or the second one. Where, like, number two was, like, this stereotypically, like, stiff white guy with an eye patch. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm waiting for Donald Trump to, like, get inaugurated and wear the eye patch. Yeah. Yes. Just come out wearing the eye patch so you know he's evil.
Yeah, like, yeah.
As if you guys haven't guessed. Eyes evil.
They're gonna modify the army uniforms and put skulls on them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make him look more badass, scared of terrorists.
I keep telling people, it's scarier if you're laughing while you're shooting than if you're growling when you're shooting.
Right. Yeah. Don't fear the guy that's like gritting his teeth and, you know, yelling while he's shooting. Yeah.
Going through freaking...
Be scared of the guy that's laughing.
Going through boot camp, they were like, show me your war face. And they're like, rawr, and, you know, angry. And I'm like, ha ha ha. And you know, you skip, you laugh, and you just kind of shoot them offhand.
Yeah.
That'll freak them the fuck out.
Right. Yeah. Don't shoot at them. Aim indiscriminately. Yes. At crowds.
That will lower opponent morale much more than your R.
Yeah. Daddy always said you can't fight crazy.
Exactly.
You can't fight crazy. Crazy just does stuff you wouldn't expect.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's, I guess it's weird looking back at the shows we've covered because they do sort of have that like overarching theme, not only of like science fiction.
Well, that's because there's a plot that we will reveal.
You're right. There's a plot that in our last podcast we will reveal. It's an overarching theme. Go back and listen to all 48 previous episodes to try to figure out what it is. And I'll do the same.
Yeah, because we have to figure out what it is too.
Well, it's funny because going back to the conspiracy theories, they were like, I don't think this was the original, like, overarching theme, but now it's so popular that I think it might be.
Yeah, I think they read our Reddit and that they're actually bringing in these ideas.
No, it's... No,
that makes it easier to write if you're just reading the ideas online.
Like, they said in, I think it was the Comic-Con panel that they did, that, like, they actually read Reddit and Twitter and, like, listen to feedback from the fans.
I mean, it's such an absurd series that you can do that.
Right, right. But they're like, you know, if the fans hate something, we generally just cut it out.
Yeah.
You know, and then if they like something, we'll figure out a way to bring it back.
Well, it's like being a game master in a role-playing game. You throw stuff out there, whatever the freaking players latch on to is what you keep going with.
Yeah.
You know, whether that was ever planned to be a real thing or not, you go with what the players are latching on to.
Right. But it's, actually, speaking of animated shows, you know who's killing it this season? And I'm sure at some point we may go back and, like, look at a season and talk about it. South Park is nailing it this season. Have you watched any of it?
No, I haven't watched South Park since, like, 1999.
It's the second straight season they've done it, but they are going for a series or a season-long storyline.
Okay.
And this
Much like we're doing with this podcast.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
And, but this one is, like, Mr. Garrison ran for president.
Okay.
As, you know, this hateful, fuck all the immigrants to death, his words, not mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, on this fuck all the immigrants to death, like, hateful platform. And he gets to, like, 2 weeks before the election, and he's like, I didn't want to win. I just wanted to run, and I didn't plan on this. And, like, Caitlyn Jenner is his running mate. And, because Mr. Garrison's gay in the show.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, and, like, now that he's won, like, he doesn't know what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
And so, like...
So this is reality.
Right.
Yeah.
And long story short, like, he was going to, like, the world is kind of unraveling.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to bomb anybody. And then, like, the kids from South Park, like, call him.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? Bomb Denmark, you pussy. You know?
Wait, no.
You're the president. Or he's like, no, I'm the president. Little bitch-ass president. I'm not a little bitch-ass president. Then he goes to, like, he wants to bomb Denmark. And then, like, Mr. Slave, who is his former lover, like, calls him. He's like, why are you bombing Denmark?
Yeah.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm the president. Little pussy-ass president. I'm not a pussy. Don't bomb Denmark. You know, just how easily manipulated, you know, because he doesn't know what he's doing. So he's just running off emotion, and there are these things called member berries.
Okay.
Which are these strange little, like, fruit that people eat that, like, talks about, like, ah, remember Star Wars? Hey, remember Chewbacca? Like, all of these, like, good, like, happy memories and feelings, so people forget about how shitty things are now, and it's
so we need these.
No, we don't. Like, that's the key.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're at time.
Yes.
Next time, let's if we're gonna go over overarching things that also have smaller little stories under it, under the umbrella, let's go with two episodes of Doctor Who, since we have not done a Doctor Who episode.
All right. You're not gonna like me after this episode.
Okay.
I'm not a fan. But we'll talk about it.
But I'll give you... I have to look it up.
It's okay.
It's The Satan Pit and the one after The Satan Pit.
Okay.
Which is going to be in season 2 of
the... I guess the new
of
reboot.
The new one on
Netflix, Doctor Who.
The one on Amazon Prime.
Okay, it's on Prime now.
Yeah, it's on Prime. Okay. It's not on anything else.
Cool.
So, yeah, The Satan Pit and the one after The Satan Pit. It's a two-parter.
Okay.
It'll be easy to... And...
Which is actually funny because I don't like Doctor Who, but my cell phone background is actually, like, Rick and Morty Doctor Who, which is actually a pretty good...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But this is a good two-part episode to get Joe interested in Doctor Who, if there were one.
Yeah.
But, I could give you episodes that would suck you in. And these two might do it. Okay. But we'll see.
We'll try.
So we'll do that next time. And you are?
I'm That Joe You Know on Instagram. I'm The Joe You Know on Twitter.
Okay. And that's at I'm That Joe You Know. The Joe You Know.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. At I'm That Joe You Know. And I'm The Joe You Know.
And I am Woodle on the Twitter and the Instagram and XDA Developers Forums and... Pokemon. I don't have Pokemon Go installed anymore.
So,
if you find a Woodle, it is probably I. Or me, depending on if I want to use correct grammar or not. So we will talk at you next time.
This has been a Southern Geek Podcast.